中，你的早上美好，借着你的仆人把你美好的信息来传给我们的时候，主啊，我们再一次以感恩为祭献上，来荣耀你的名。谢谢主，你继续的来带领我们以下的时间，让我们更认识主，让我们在我们的教会里面来服侍主，让我们过一个圣洁的生活，让主在我们每一天的日子里面，不只是我们的救主，要常常拯救我们，也成为我们生命的主。谢谢主，来听我们的祷告，我们这样感谢祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名， Amen. Dr. Graham, please, this is yours.
All right, let's see if I can find my notes here.No, I could have, but we did next.
Yeah,
I have, but I didn't go for it. Thank you. Okay, well, once again, it's good to be here.
很高兴能跟大家在一起。
And I have a topic that
我有一个我的主题
that we're going to be talking about. It's regarding the Church of Christ.
是讲到教会，就是基督的教会。
And this subject of the church is very close to my heart.
这个当然讲到教会的这个题目，是我心里边对我来讲的心是很特别的。
Well, first of all, because I'm a member of it.
因为我是教会的一员。
And you are too.
你也是教会的一员。
And I trust that as we go through some thoughts here about building the Church of Christ.
当我们建造基督的教会的时候，这边我们来思想的时候。
That we can learn some thoughts.
我们可以学习。
In Matthew chapter 16,
在马太福音十六章
verses 13 through
马太十六章十三到二十节
20,
十三到二十节
we have probably the first mention in the New Testament about the church.
这可能是新约中第一次讲到教会。
And the apostle.The writer here is giving us kind of a
马太在这里给我们一个
overall explanation of what this means.
就给我们一个概览，就是说到底这个是什么意思，教会是什么意思。
I'd like for a sister to go ahead and read Matthew 16 verses 13 through 20.
好，我现在来读一下马太福音第十三章六第十六章十三到二十节。耶稣到了凯撒利亚菲利比的境内，就问门徒说：“人说我人子是谁？”他们说：“有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，又有人说是耶利米，或是先知里的一位。”耶稣说：“你们说我是谁？”西门彼得回答说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”耶稣对他说：“西门巴约纳，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示你的。我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。”当下耶稣嘱咐门徒，不可对人说他是基督。
So we have this. It's an interesting passage of scripture because it deals with Jesus' question to his disciples.
这个是一件有趣的经文，因为这里讲到了耶稣对他门徒的问，就问他门徒对他门徒的提问。
And he is wanting to find out from them what.Is their concept about him?
他问门徒到底他们认为就是他们对基督是怎么样的一认识。
Let me ask you a question this morning.
早晨我问大家一个问题。
If someone were to come to you and ask you, who is Jesus? What would your answer be?
如果有人来问你说耶稣是谁，你会怎么回答呢
？And while that question may seem simple to some, but
也许对有些人来讲这个问题太简单了。
It is very profound.
但是却是一个很深的问题，一个。
And Jesus is wanting for us to know.
耶稣想要我们真的知道。
who he is.
他到底是谁?
And I'd just like to go through these verses just shortly.
我就很快的, 让我们来看一些经文。
He came into a place called Caesarea Philippi.
他到了凯撒利亚菲利比的境内。
And it was a city built in honor of an emperor.
这个城市是为了尊荣皇帝而建的。
Actually, Philip built the city in honor of his father, Caesar.
那个菲利呢，建了这个菲利比，建了这个城市是为了纪念他的父亲这个凯撒。
And it was a place where there were many worshippers of different gods.
那在那边呢，有不同拜偶像的人。
Actually, just maybe 4 years ago, I was in Israel.
4年以前我在以色列。
And one of the places, among many nice places that I wanted to go was this place.
有很多地方很好的地方，我很想参观的地方，这是其中之一。
And when I was there, I was looking for certain things, and one of those was a lot of little shrines or places where for worshiping.
他们其实那个地方有很多这个神龛，就是他们那些拜偶像的人所敬拜的地方。
And it seems that there were a lot of altars built in that area.
他说在那个地方呢，有很多这个祭坛，就在那个菲利比那个地方。
To many different gods.
有这个祭坛呢，都是这个神龛是给不同神的。
But among the many gods that they had, there was only one that was really the god, which would have been the emperor.
但有其中有很多的神中间有一个雕像呢是给那个皇帝的。
So undoubtedly Philip wanted his father's power and rule and worship to be not only in Rome but also elsewhere.
所以呢这个菲利比看得出来，不单单他希望他的父亲的这个能力这个统治仅仅在罗马，而且是整个世界。
So Jesus takes his disciples into this pagan environment.
所以呢，主耶稣带他的门徒到了这样的一个环境中。
And he is wanting to find out publicly, in the midst of paganism, who he is.
他就想在这样一个拜偶像的一个环境中，一个外在的环境，让这些门徒公开的承认他到底是谁。
So he asked the question, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?"
所以他就问门徒说：“人说我人子是谁？”
And some said you're John the Baptist.
有的人说他是施洗约翰。
Some Elias.
有人说他是以利亚。
Others Jeremiah.
有人还说他是耶利米。
Or one of the prophets.
或者是一位先知。
But then he said unto them.
然后耶稣就说：“那你们说我是谁？”
But whom say ye that I am?
他就这样问了。
And Peter answered and said, "You're the Christ."
然后彼得说：“你是基督。”
So we see here in this passage.
我们看到在这个经文里面。
The public opinions about Jesus.
所以呢，就是说当时的这个人对耶稣，就是会众一般的人对耶稣是什么样的一个想法？
And everyone, I believe, even those that do not know Christ, have their own opinion about him.
虽然有些人他们并不认识基督，但是他们对他也有一些他们自己的想法。
I believe we have some of those opinions even in this passage.
我想有些人甚至想法就跟这些人的想法相似，就是那些人所说的。
And some of those public opinions exist today.
有些公众的想法到现在还存在。
Let's look at a few of them.
让我们先看一下。
It says, some said you're John the Baptist.
有人说是施洗约翰。
Now what does this public opinion about John the Baptist?
他们那个当时公众对施洗约翰的这个观念是什么呢？
What is it all about?
他们讲他是什么样的呢？
Well, if you've studied anything about John the Baptist, you know what kind of person he was.
你知道施洗约翰是怎么样的人呢？
John was a powerful preacher.
约翰呢是一个很强有力的一个讲道者。
John was a fearless preacher. Fearless.
那个约翰是一个毫无恐惧的一个讲道者。
He had some very strong words in his preaching.
他讲话的时候那个话有时候是很严厉的。
And he was not afraid to speak what he believed.
然后他相信的他不会害怕讲出来。
And so wherever he would go, he would just preach the word of God according to his personality.
所以呢，他到哪儿他就是这样大胆的传讲神的话语。
I can see John the Baptist as a thundering preacher.
我觉得他就是像那种雷鸣电闪的那样的一个讲员。
I could identify with that.
我可以跟他认同，因为我自己。
Let me share a story with you.
我跟大家讲一个故事。
First time I went to Taiwan.
我第一次去台湾的时候。
In the Kaohsiung Church.
就到那个高雄教会。
Sister Dorothy was my interpreter.
然后师母是他的翻译。
First time I'm preaching in this country.
然后我第一次在台湾讲道。
And my style is thundering.
我的那个讲道就是那种雷鸣电闪的。
And to speak real fast.
然后又讲得很讲话很快。
And she knew my style a little, so she kind of kept up with me.
然后师母知道我的这个讲道的这个方式，所以她也跟着。
Everything went well, I thought.
然后我觉得大家好像都很顺利。
And at the end, the pastor came to me.
快结束的时候呢，牧师到我那个教会的牧师过来。
He said, Brother Grant.
他说那个 Grant 兄弟。
You scared the people.
说你把这个会众给吓着了。
There's a friend of mine, Brother Ming. Ming, who's from the church in Kaohsiung.
然后另外一个在那个教会的弟兄。
He sat on the front pew.
他在最前排坐的。
And I watched him.
然后我就看着他
His eyes were like that, just watching
他眼睛瞪得好大一直盯着我
I was thundering away
然后我就像那种雷鸣电闪似的
And so I see John as this person who thunders and preaches
所以当那个约翰讲到的时候大概就是这样又就是那种像打雷似的
And Jesus came along
然后耶稣来了
And thunder away
然后呢这个雷鸣电闪的那个牧师就离开了
So I guess I'm in good company
耶稣也大概是这就是所以我能认同他。
And so some people are very, very impressed with John the Baptist.
所以有些人呢对这个约翰的讲道方式的印象很深。
But then Elias.
然后在下边就是以利亚。
Or Elijah the prophet.
就是以利亚这位先知。
What's about this man? What did he do that Jesus kind of looked like or acted like him?
就是耶稣做什么到底让人想起来把他跟以利亚联想到一起呢？
He did many miracles.
这个以利亚行了很多神迹。
And so people like that.
当然人们都很喜欢神迹奇事。
He healed the sick.
他真的是医治那个有病的。
He fed the multitude.
他真的是喂饱五千人。
He raised the dead.
他是让死人从死里复活。
He walked on water.
然后他在水上行走。
So Jesus did many miracles.
所以耶稣行了很多神迹。
And the people remember the miracles that Elijah did.
他们这些人都还记得当时所记载以利亚所行的神迹。
And some of them are saying, maybe this is Elijah come back to life.
哦，他们就说可能以利亚复活了。
And so they were impressed with Jesus' miracles.
就是耶稣因为行很多神迹，所以他们这个印象很深。
And you know, today there are people that like to follow miracles.Those that do miracles.
你知道现在有很多人就是跟着这个所谓的神迹奇事的这些布道人布道家就跟着他们走
Some of you may like thundering preaching.
也许你喜欢那种雷鸣电闪的那种布道者
Some of you may like those preachers who do a lot of miracles.
或者你喜欢这个所谓的神医布道
And so opinions are still existing today.
所以那个时候你看那时候的人对耶稣基督的看法到现在还存在
And then Jeremiah is another prophet.
然后耶利米是另外一位牧师另外一位先知
I see Jeremiah as this compassionate, broken preacher.
耶利米呢是一个心碎的很怜悯的一个传道者。
Deeply, deeply concerned for people.
他真的很在意人。
They call him the weeping prophet.
他们叫他叫哭泣的先知，哀哭的先知。
So Jesus came along.
耶稣来了。
And weeping.
耶稣真的是为了百姓哀哭。
Caring for people.
真的是关心百姓爱人。
Or one of the prophets.
所以呢，或者说他耶稣是其中的一位先知。
They really couldn't pinpoint who Jesus was.
他们其实就是没有办法到底指出来耶稣到底是谁。
So they were all, maybe he's one of the prophets.
所以他们也不知道耶稣到底像哪位先知，说哦，有可能是先知中的一位。
But everyone had a public opinion.
但是每个人对耶稣他们有一个想法。
But not only do we see the public opinion about Jesus in this passage.
我们不单单看到就是一般的大众百姓对耶稣有什么的想法，我们也看到。
We have a personal question about him.
他们耶稣问了一个很个人的问题。
Because Jesus now get a little bit closer.
现在耶稣呢就开始进到问题的中心了。
And as you walk with Jesus,
当你和耶稣同行，真的是跟他真的是在一起的时候
，You're going to learn a lot of good things about him.
你真的就学习到他身上很多很好的东西。
And you know, like today, he's a good man. He's done a great things in history.
呀，他就像历史上说，这个有些人是很伟大的人，在历史上做了一些什么事情。
Some people use him as some kind of an insurance, so when they get sick, they'll have who to go to.
有些人就把耶稣当成那个保险似的，就是你生病了你就去找他，那你的病就好了。
As someone said, they may use Jesus as a personal emotional crutch, something that you walk on.
或者有的人把耶稣当成这个情绪上的这个一个拐杖，就是说有问题了，好像就靠着耶稣。
We will seek him or call on him when we have troubles.
当有问题的时候，就去寻找耶稣。
And all of that's okay. Jesus is there to help us.
那个没有问题，耶稣在那里就是为了帮助我们。
But when it comes down, when it boils down to the fact of who Jesus is,
但是到最后的中心点，就耶稣到底是谁的时候。
We need to be able to make a public statement about him.
我们要有一个公开的一个声明，对他的一个认识的声明。
And so Jesus got a little bit closer.
然后耶稣到了这个问题的这个中心点。
And he's wanting to get a little closer this morning to you.
他也今天早晨想要你能到这个，他就是碰到你，你到底怎么样
？This penetrating question.
他有一个就是刺透人心的问题。
Who am I?
我到底是谁
？Who am I to you？
我对你是谁
？Am I just a thundering preacher？
我对你来讲就是一个雷鸣电闪的一个讲员吗
？Am I just a miracle doer？
我就是一个仅仅单单是一个行神迹的人吗
？Am I just a good compassionate person？
我就是一个很有怜悯的这样一个人吗
？Am I just another popular person？
我就是另外一个很受欢迎的一个公众人物吗？
And Jesus' penetrating question was answered.
耶稣的这个很尖锐的问题是怎么样被回答的
？And then Peter said,
彼得就回答了
，You are the Christ.
彼得说你是基督。我真的是那个很有力的一个回答，我真的是很爱他这个生命。
He defines what that means.
然后彼得进一步的来定义
，The Son of the Living God.God
是永生神的儿子。
I think about that for a moment.
想一想。
Caesarea
在凯撒利亚。
Only Caesar is God.
在那个地方只有凯撒皇帝才是神。
And knowing Peter,
你想一想彼得，你知道了解彼得的话。
You are Jesus, the God.
彼得可能就是怕，就会小声的说：“
no.
你是，你保彼得是这样说吗
？”You are the Christ.
彼得是个电闪雷鸣的牧师，说你就是基督，大喊一声。
Everyone，
然后每个人可能他这么嗓门这么大，每个人都看他。
Only Caesar is God。
在那个地方，大家认为只有凯撒才是神。
So who is this person saying that this raggedy looking, this rough looking Nazarene or Jewish？
所以呢，大家他那个彼得这么一喊，人都会看说他说什么？说那个穿的破破旧旧的一个以从纳撒勒来的一个犹太人。
He doesn't have on a gown of a king。
他并没有像穿了国王的那个王袍。
No one is worshiping him.
也没有人在他面前敬拜他。
There is no altar anywhere with his name inscribed on it.
也没有什么在周围有一个给他的祭坛。
So how can he be the Son of God?
所以他怎么会是神的儿子
？And listen to Jesus' response to Peter.
你看耶稣是怎么样回答彼得的
？Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona.
耶稣说。西门巴约拉，你是有福的。
For flesh and blood had not revealed it unto thee.
因为这不是属血肉的指示你的。
But my Father which is in heaven.
乃是我在天上的父指示的。
And I say unto thee.
然后我还告诉你。
That thou art Peter.
你是彼得。
And upon this rock I will build my church.
我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
阴间的权柄，阴间的门不能胜过它。
So we see this confession, this.Public confession about Jesus.
当这个彼得公开的来承认耶稣的时候
，And as we talk about church and church planting today,
让我们讲到教会和那个教会的职堂的时候
，The question needs to be answered in our mind: Who are we building the church on?
我们脑子里要回答的问题是：我们的教会是建造在什么基础上的
？Who is Jesus in the church?
耶稣在教会里到底是谁
？And I believe.At least the foundational principle of the church.
它是有一些那个基础性的原则对教会来讲。
They're wrapped up in the little word Christ.
这个用那个英文的字母就是 Christ 的这六个字母。
And this idea of Christ is not just another word in the Bible.
这个基督呢，这个并不单单是圣经中的另外一个词。
In the Old Testament.
在旧约里边。
Christ.Was the anointed one or the Messiah?
基督表示是说是弥赛亚，或者是那个被膏的那一位。
And anyone that had that title, the anointed Messiah, had to at least fulfill three functions.
在那个，如果他有这个 题目的话，如果这个人被称为这个基督的话，他至少再有三方面的功能。
No one in the Old Testament was able to do that.
在旧约里边，没有一个人可以完全实现这个工作。
The title number one would have been king.
第一个呢，他如果是弥赛亚，他必须是王。
And I guess you could call that the ruler of God's people.
就是说是统治神的百姓。
Title number one would be Redeemer, or the High Priest, which sacrifices and redeems.
另外一个就是说是一个救赎者，是大祭司。
And title number three would be the Revealer, the Prophet.
第三个那个头衔就是就是先知。
So we have the King.
所以我们有国王。
We have the Priest.
祭司。
And we have the Prophet.
然后我们先知。
Three roles that Jesus.Fulfills.
所以呢，耶稣就实现了这三个角色。
No other person in the Old Testament was able to fulfill all.
在旧约里边，没有一个人可以说是就是身上有这三种角色。
There were some that attempted to do so.
有些人想在旧约里边，有些想要试着去实现这三个头衔，这三个功能。
King Uzziah, he tried to do that.
那个国王乌撒，他想要这样做。
You know, there was a prophet that spoke to him.
有一个先知就对他说了。
There is a priest that spoke to him.
然后有一个先知、祭司都对他说：“你不可以去做祭司。”
And he didn't want to listen to anybody.
然后乌西亚呢？乌西亚王他就不想，他谁也不想听。
So he assumed the responsibility of priest.
所以他就把自己呢，就是他就去做祭司的职责。
And he went into the temple.
然后他又进到那个乌西亚王就进到这个圣殿里边。
And he became a leper.
然后马上呢，神就击打他，就成了这个麻风病人。
Because he couldn't fulfill that duty.
因为他不可以，就是去实现这个祭司的，他不可以去做祭司的职责。
So only Jesus could do that.
所以只有耶稣可以做这个。
So let's look at this foundational principle.
让我们看这些基础的原则。
Of Jesus as number one.
在教会里面，耶稣是
his king.
第一个，他是王。
That means he rules.
王证明他就要统管。
And in the Church of Christ, the Church of God,
在神的教会里边
，it must have a ruler.
必须得有一个统管的，有一个领一个头。
It's not the president from FEA.
也不是说福德传道协会的主席。
It's not necessarily the local pastor.
也不是说地方教会的牧者牧师。
Someone said if Christ is the ruler, the head of the church.
有人就说，如果耶稣是这个教会的头
，then we have a body.
然后我们就有一个身体。
And who connects the body to the head?
谁把那个头跟身体连在一起呢
？So the pastor must be the neck.
所以呢，这个牧师可能就是这个脖子，把这个身体跟头连在一起。
But Jesus is the ruler of the church.
但是耶稣是教会的头。
He said, "I will build my church."
他说我要建立我的教会。
Not a Baptist church.
不是一个浸信会的教会。
Not a Methodist church.
也不是说寻道会的教会。
Not a Pentecostal church.
也不是一个五旬节会的教会。
Not a Presbyterian church.
也不是说长老会的教会。
Not an FEA church.
也不是说佛罗传道协会的教会。
I'll build my church.
他说我要建立我的教会。
So Christ is the head of the church.
所以耶稣呢是这整个普世教会的头。
And he is the foundation of the church.
他是这个教会的根基。
And so,As individual Christians, we need to get that straight in our minds.
所以我们作为一个每一个基督徒，我们脑子里要想清楚。
That I'm not boss.
我不是老板。
I'm just a servant.
我只是一个仆人。
Christ is the ruler.
耶稣是统治者。
So number two, the Christ is not only the ruler.
第二点，他不仅仅是统治者。
But he is the revealer.
他也是这个启示者，他是先知。
And as prophet, he wants to be able to be the communicator of truth.
所以呢，作为先知呢，他要跟我们传讲真理，当中让我们沟通真理。
Obviously, in today, in the church today,
在今天的教会里边
，the Bible tells us in 2 Peter chapter 1,
在彼得后书第二章第一节讲的
verses 19 through 21.
第二 Second Peter 2, right? 第二章十九节
，yeah, verses 19 through 21.21.
Okay, 2 Peter, 第二章一的，他说我们并有先知更确的预言，如同灯照在暗处，你们在这预言上留意，只等到天发亮，晨星在你们心里出现的时候才是好的。第一要紧的，该知道经上所有的预言没有可随私意解说的，因为预言从来没有出于人意的，乃是人被圣灵感动，说出神的话来。
So in this verse, it's It talks about the sure word of prophecy.
所以这里讲到先知更确的预言。
So what is the sure word of prophecy?
所以呢，先知更确的预言到底是什么呢？
If you read previous verses before that, it talks about Jesus having gone on this mountain where he had this revelation, God revealed himself, and so they heard the word of God.
所以在彼得后书在前面其实耶稣讲到耶稣登山殿下，然后彼得他们在山上听到神的话语。
And so there was a revelation from God.
所以从神那边有一个启示。
That they heard.
然后他们听到了神的启示。
In the sky.
在那个云在云彩里边。
And so today people are still wanting to get revelation from somewhere.
今天呢，这个人还想要说从神那儿得到什么新的启示。
And some people build their church and theology on some new revelation they got from somewhere.
所以有些人呢，建了他们教会，他们的基础就是说，哦，他们从神那儿得到新的启示，这是他们建教会的，他们建造他们所谓的教会的基础。
But the Bible says we have the sure word of prophecy.
但是圣经上讲得很清楚，我们有先知更确的预言。
There's no more revelation from heaven except the word of God.
除了圣经以外，再没有从天上来自更多的所谓的启示。
God speaks to us as individuals.
神对我们每个人讲话。
But every word that comes from God to us must be founded on the Bible.
但是神所问我们的所有的一切都要跟圣经相符合。
Because if the Bible contradicts anything that we receive, then that's not God's word.
所以呢，如果你所觉得所得到的这个启示跟神圣经上的话是相违背的有矛盾的那就不是从神来的。
And Christ reveals himself, his word to us through the Bible.
神是通过他的圣经上的话通过圣经向我们启示他的旨意他自己。
I just got finished reading a book, Seeking Allah, Finding Jesus.
就是我在读一本书就讲说寻求找到耶稣。
And it speaks about how people receive revelation from And visions.
所以有的人就是说好像看到异象了怎么样的有什么启示。
But before they come to any transformation in their life, they always would come to a point where the Bible is presented to them.
但是不管说他们这些人得到启示然后在他们到一个转变的过程中间在这个过程中间他们其实会有人向他们看到圣经让他们展示说圣经是神的话。
The Bible affirms and confirms What God speaks to us in our minds or in our conscience.
圣经呢，就是会肯定，再次肯定的神对我们的启示。
There is this lady who she had a dream.
有一个女士呢，说她做了一个梦。
And in the dream, it was said to her to read in the Quran, and you'll find a story.
然后这个故事告诉她说，你去读《可兰经》，然后你会发现一个故事。
And when she read it, she read a story about John the Baptist.
里边那个《可兰经》里面有故事，是讲到约施洗约翰。
That was the leader to Jesus.
是这个《可兰经》里面讲到一个故事，是说施洗约翰是领导耶稣的。
But of course, in the Quran, she's a Muslim. She's going to read it. She did.
然后她是穆斯林，当然她就去读了。
And so she kept having dreams.
然后她就一直做梦。
But she didn't know who John the Baptist was.
然后她就不知道说到底施洗约翰是谁
？And she wanted to know.
她就想知道到底谁是施洗约翰。
So she had a maid working for her.
她有一位女仆。
And this maid was a Christian. She didn't know that.
她的女仆呢是一位基督徒。
And so she asked the maid, "Where can I find out who John the Baptist is?"
她就问她女仆说：“那我从哪儿知道说约施洗约翰是谁呢
？”And the maid didn't want to tell her.
然后她的这个女仆就不想告诉她。
She was afraid.
因为她害怕。
That her Christianity would be disclosed.
因为他不想，因为在他们那里边，如果你是基督徒，你的身份是不能暴露的。
But this lady insisted.
但是这个女士呢，就开始就坚持她是穆斯林。
So she finally told her.
所以这个女仆就最后告诉她。
You could find out who Jesus is in the Bible.
她说你可以知道耶稣是谁，你在圣经里可以知道耶稣是谁。
The Bible, where can I get one of those?
然后这个女的就说，那我到哪里能找到圣经呢
？And then she told her.
然后他们就告诉他
and so she asked her chauffeur to get her Bible.
然后他就请他的那个司机给他找了一本圣经
and the chauffeur said, "No, I'm not going to get your Bible."
然后他那个司机吓坏了，说我可不能给你找圣经。
Bibles are outlawed. This is in Pakistan.
这是在巴基斯坦，他如果我给你找圣经，这个是犯法的事儿。
And he would not get her a Bible.
然后他就不会给他帮他找圣经。
So she insisted.
但他就坚持。
to the point of, you want to work for me, you get me a Bible.
然后他最后就给这个司机说，你要想继续有这份工作，你就给我找一份，找一份。
Finally, a Bible appeared in her house.
最终呢，他得到了一本圣经。
And she began to read it.
然后他就开始读。
And as a result of reading the Bible,
然后因为他读圣经的结果，
she was led to some secret missionaries.
然后他就最后就是一些那个秘密的那个地下的那些宣教士，他最后终于找到那个宣教士了。
And through their testimony,
根据这些宣，因为这些宣教士的见证，
this lady became a follower of Jesus Christ.
这位女士呢，成为了耶稣的跟随者。
She had a lot of truth revealed to her.
她有很多的真理向她显现。
But they had to be affirmed and confirmed in the Bible.
但是她所有的这些真理都应该跟圣经相符合，而且被圣经所证实的。
So as we build the church.
当我们真的是建造神的教会的时候
，We build it on the foundation, first of all, on the ruler, the king.
第一个呢，我们建造的基础是在于这个在于这个统治者。
Number two.
第二点
，on the prophet.
第二，在先知
，the revealer of truth.
是真理的启示。
But thirdly.
第三点
，we must also build it on the priest.
第三点
，high priest
是建造在这个大祭司的基础上。
The great high priest.
这是大祭司。
The priest after the order of Melchizedek.
就是在于那个麦基洗德的后代，麦基洗德那一栏。
And Jesus being the high priest.
耶稣作为大祭司。
He becomes the redeemer of humankind.
他作为人类的救赎者。
He becomes the one, not the priest, as we would know in certain circles, but Jesus the redeemer.
他不单单是就是说我们所以为的祭司，他是作为一种救赎者的大祭司。
Who doesn't offer the blood of animals?
谁都可以去献这个动物的生祭生祭的血。
And who doesn't go into the holy of holies every year to offer blood?
谁都是每年到那个至圣所去献祭牲的血呢
？But the high priest, the son of God.
但是这位大祭司是神的儿子。
Who became incarnate?
他就是道成肉身。
And offered himself,
他把自己
as the sacrifice,
把自己作为祭牲献上。
He became the great high priest,
他成为大祭司，他也是那个大祭司。
Who took his own blood,
他带着自己的血
and sprinkled on the mercy seat,
把自己的血就是洒在这个施恩座
上。And the father saw it,
当神父神看到这个他的血的时候。
And it was finished.
然后这个救赎的工作就完成了。
It was done.
就是完全了。
No more goats.
不再需要山羊的血。
No more lambs.
也不需要羊羔。
No more animal sacrifices.
也不再需要再献祭牲。
Because the Redeemer, Jesus Christ.
而是因为这个救赎者耶稣基督。
Offered his own sacrifice.
因为他把自己献上为祭。
And the Bible tells us in the book of 1 John chapter 2.
在约翰一书第二章
My little children,
他说我小子们呢
These things I've written unto you,
我写信给你们
that you sin not,
因为你所以你们不要犯罪
But if any man should sin,
如果有任何你们有任何人犯罪
We have an advocate with the Father,
我们在父那边有一位中介中保
Jesus Christ,The righteous,
就是耶稣基督那圣者
who is the propitiation for our sins,
他为我们的罪做了赎罪祭
and not only our sins,
不单单是为我们的罪
but the sins of the whole world,
而且是整个世界的人的罪
in other words, Jesus is the redeemer of the world,
所以耶稣是整个世界的救赎者
and the church must be built on the ruler,
所以教会必须的基础第一个是王
On the revelator,
第二个呢是一个启示者，就是先知。
And on the redeemer,
第三个就是救赎者。
So with that in mind,
你这样的有这个背景的情况下
，Let's ask ourselves the question.
让我们问自己
，What does the church looks like?
教会应该看起来像什么样呢
？Once again, put in your mind the Messiah.
把你的想一想，你就在那个凯撒利亚那个地方。
So we see the Messiah as what I would call the master of the church.
所以我们想一想，就是弥赛亚就是这个教会的主人。
First Peter,
第彼得前书
chapter 2,
彼得前书第二章讲到
verses 5 through 8,
第五节到第八节
talks about Jesus as the head, the chief cornerstone.
讲到耶稣就是那个活石。就是房角石
and What time do we finish, Anita? Is that
12:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we have Jesus as the master, the chief cornerstone.
所以呢，耶稣是作为房角石。
And let's look at this as a building.
让我们想一个建筑物。
This building has four corners.
你说所有的建筑物都有四个角。
I think yeah, 1, 2, 3.
我们大概有都有一般的建筑物都有四个角。
I'm not a builder.
我不是一个建筑师。
But I know enough about building that you have to start somewhere.
我们知道你开始建的时候，你必须得有一个开始的地方。
And so whoever the builders were of this building, they did something.
在这个我们这个建筑师是谁，他总得从一个地方开始。
They wanted a foundation.
他们首先要有地基。
So in the process of getting that, they started at a corner somewhere.
他们就是说在找了一个角，首先在一个地方。
And I don't know if you, when you were building this church, if you did that, what would be called a cornerstone.
我们大概一般叫有那个房角石。
Some people, when they build, they put a date on that cornerstone.
他们会在那个房角石上写下来这个日期。
And some would even inscribe a name or something.
或者他们上面写上名字。
Do you have a cornerstone with that kind of thing?
我们教会有没有房角石？
When I was in Moody studying, I
在我在穆迪学院学习的时候，
the professor took us downtown, down in Chicago.
然后我们就把那个教授就把我们带到芝加哥的那个市中心。
They took us and to the cornerstone.
他们就 带我们到那个房角石那儿。
Beautifully right there it is with names and dates.
就在那儿写的那个名字跟日期。
But from that corner of the building, of the foundation,
从那个角就开始，那个就是所有的房角石。
I want you to picture this with me.
大家脑子里想象这个画面。
This is where you start.
这是你刚开始的那个房角石的地方。
And then you have to get another corner, so you pull a line or something.
然后你要到另外一个角，然后你就拉一条线。
And you get here.
然后你就到了另外一个角。
And then you keep going.
然后你就到这边。
再到下一个角，然后这样。你从哪儿开始建呢？从那个房角石开始建。你在哪里停止呢？也在那个房角石。我们在教会所做的每件事情，我们在教会所做的每件事情，都要从主耶稣开始。 And ends with Jesus.
也是在主耶稣这边，最后是他在那里结束。
The framework of the church must be Christ.
所以教会的框架呢，是以基督为主。
Anything else that goes into that foundation.
所以任何走到这个地基、这个根基的东西，
they must be Christ-like.
必须是跟这个房角石像的，像基督的。
One of the things I like to picture here.
我想让你脑中所看到的一个画面是什么呢？
Is Ephesians chapter 2.
比如说以弗所书第二章。
That tells us, verses 19 and forward, tells us that the church is built on the foundation of the apostles.
二章十九节讲到说，并且被建造使徒和先知的根基上。
That almost sounds contradictory to what we're talking about.
好像说是有矛盾。
But think with me for a moment.
想一想。
When you build a church and you get your frame,
当你建造这个教会，然后把这个框架打好了之后，
each one of those side,
每个是个四面，
they dig a hole, they dig probably maybe 24 inches deep hole.
然后他们就在那个角那儿就挖个洞。
They call that the footer.
他们就说叫一个特别的名字。
And they pour cement into that.
然后他们在那个四个角那儿弄个洞，然后就把那个水泥打进去。
Because on top of that footer is going a floor.
因为在那个四个角那儿，当这个放上去以后，就会就是我们的那个地表，就是我们的地板。然后你是那个第一层那个地板，然后第一层，然后在那个上面，你再往上建。If
the footer is not deep and strong enough,
如果你的这个地基这个四个角打得不够强壮，不够深的话，
the floor itself will not be strong.
那你整个这个就这个。 建的这个第一层就不会很强壮，
and Jesus is the footer.
不够结实， 所以耶稣呢就叫他叫一个专门的名字叫 footer。
The apostles are the floor.
然后呢，这个耶稣是最基本的根基， 然后这个使徒跟先知呢就是第一层。
And the building is properly erected.
然后呢，这样的这个房子就越建越高。
And we'll be talking a little bit more about some of these principles in the
我们会讲一些，再讲原则。
But I just want you to see this foundation that we're talking about must be built right.
我们这个根基必须要建造好。
And within this foundation, we have at least three other categories.
在这个根基里边呢，我们还有三个类别。
So first of all, we have the master, the chief cornerstone.
第一个呢，我们有这个最主要的房角石。
But within this foundation, the church must have a solid message.
然后在不单是有这个房角石，这个教会也要有一个强有力的一个稳固的一个信息。
The disciples built on Jesus.
这些门这个使徒呢，这个门徒呢，建造在耶稣基督之上。
They built with a solid message.
他们呢有一个很强、很根基、很结实的一个信息。
And their message revolutionized the Roman world.
然后他们所传讲的这个信息，整个改变了这个罗马这个帝国。
And so, in your church, what is your message?
所以呢，我们教会的信息是什么呢
？Ask yourself the question: What are we teaching?
就问我们自己一下，我们教导的是什么
？If you go start a new church, what are you going to teach?
如果你要建职堂，开建一个新，创立一个新的教会，那你要教导什么呢
？I think when Sister She and Sister Swartz
像妈咪跟师母。
They started to go to China.
当他们去中国的时候
，They started with the creation story.
他们是开始讲到这个，从这个创造开始讲起。
And they built on that.
然后他们就开始慢慢的在那个上面开始来建造。
And you know where they ended?
他们最后结束在什么地方呢
？They ended with Jesus.
他们最后的结束就在耶稣基督。
How many have read the little book that Dr. Connie Palm wrote?
有多少人？有多少人读过那个庞师母写的那本书《神是我的父亲》
？That's the concept.
那个就是我们的根基，那个基础，那个信念。
Of making sure that this God is my Father, but He's my Savior through Jesus Christ.
他这个是这位神不仅是我的父，他也是我的救赎者，因为耶稣基督成为我的救赎者。
The lady I referred you to that. Had this dream about John the Baptist.
这个穆士林的这位女士，她有看到，有在做梦，梦到那个约翰。
It's a wonderful story.
那是一个很棒的故事。
If you like to read and read in English, maybe you want to buy and read.
你也可以有，它有英文的版本。
And the title of the book is.
这个书的题目是。
I dare call him father.
她说，我勇敢的叫他父亲。
And she found within the Bible that the message of the Bible was about Jesus.
他最后在圣经上终于发现，圣经上所讲的这一切都是关于耶稣基督。
Was about his birth.
而讲到耶稣的出生。
About his life on earth.
讲到他在地上的生活。
About his death on a cross.
讲到他在十字架上的死。
About his resurrection from the dead.
讲到耶稣基督从死里复活。
And about his ascension to heaven.
然后讲到耶稣基督的升天。
And about his coming again.
然后讲到耶稣基督的再来。
But meanwhile, he's ruling in the life of his people.
然后在同时呢，他在我们每个他的信徒的生命中做主。
So the church must have a proper message.
所以呢，教会必须有一个信息。
So we have the master of the church.
所以我们有。教会呢，我们有头，有主人。
The message，
我们也有信息。
And then we have the members of the church，
我们有教会的，就是组成成员。
So as we build the church or become a part of the church，
当我们建造教会，成为教会的一员的时候
，we become members of the body，
我们就成为这个身体的一部分。
Now would you like for a member of your body not to function today？
你希不希望你的身体肢体各方面都是那个工作正常？当然。
How many of you are hungry？
有多少人已经肚子饿了
？I am. You are.
我也饿了，我也。
But what if that member of your body that tells you that you're hungry stop functioning？
如果呢，就是告诉你那个让你有这种饿的感觉的，你这身体这个不再工作了。
That'd be good for me because I could preach all day.
然后这个对我很好，可能我就可以一直不停的讲下去。
But every member,
我们身体的肢体的各个器官
，in your body，
在你的这个各个器官
，doing something right now。
它现在呢，一直在你的身体的器官都在运行。
Your brain is telling you to listen to the preacher。
你的那个大脑指挥你说，哦，你要听这个讲员。
Your brain is telling you look at the preacher。
然后你的大脑告诉你要看着这个讲员。
And as your brain communicates to members of your body responds。Automatically and voluntarily and obediently.
所以呢，当你的大脑指挥你的身体就是自愿的，就是你都没有意识到的，在听这个大脑的指挥。
So as members of the Church of Christ.
所以作为教会的耶稣基督教会的成员。
Our brain, our head, Jesus.
我们的大脑，我们的这个就是我们的头，就是耶稣基督。
Through the Holy Spirit.
通过圣灵。
Is talking.
神在对我们讲话。
He's telling you something.
他在告诉你一些事情。
Because if you are member that is alive,
如果你是那个功能正常的一个器官一个成员
you must be functioning.
你肯定是要做什么事情。
While we don't have time to discuss this, but 1 Corinthians chapter 12,
现在我们虽然没有时间来讨论那个来看哥林多前书十二章
gives us a picture of what these members are like.
就是告诉我们这个肢体之间是怎么样互动的。
It talks about the different gifts,
讲到不同的恩赐
different responsibilities,
不同的责任。
And so if you have not found a responsibility or a function within the church,
所以如果你在教会里还没有找到你的位置找到你的功用
something is wrong.
那肯定有什么问题出错了。
Either you're not alive,
或者你没有你已经没有活
you know,
没活着。
You're not a member of the body.
或者你就根本不是这个成员这个肢体中的一部分。
Christian cannot be members of the body of Christ without being active.
一个基督徒不可能说是教会的就是说你是教会的一部分但是又不做什么都不做。
And so that foundational principle of the biblical foundation is Christ being us members of his body.
所以呢圣经的基础上教导就是说我们作为这个成员的基督的身体的一部分呢我们是有功能的。
And I'm so grateful my members are functioning.
所以我也很感谢在教会中就是我的肢体
Sometimes they don't want to work.
有的时候我的肢体也很累了不想工作了
Sometimes like a lady said one time you have to beat your body and tell it to wake up.
所以有的时候我们要自己打自己一下让自己能醒过来
There's an African-American, African-American Christian.
有一个那个就是非洲这样的一个就是有非洲那个后裔美国基督徒
She was testifying.
她有的时候做见证
She said, some of us, when we come to church,
有些人我们到教会来的时候
we have to do like what it is said on the medicine bottle.
必须得像好像那个就像那个药瓶子上写的
If it's a liquid,
如果是一个液体的话
it usually have, it says, shake before use.
你知道你要那个药呢有时候他会说先摇一摇再吃再喝
And when we come to church,
有时候呢我们来到教会的时候呢
she says,
然后她这个女士就
We have to shake ourselves.
我们要自己把自己摇一摇晃一晃。
Before we use ourselves.
在我们摇一摇晃一晃我们再用把自己给献上。
Let me take a look and see if somebody needs to shake him or herself.
我们现在是不是有些人要自己把自己晃一晃摇一摇。
We need to be alive.
我们需要活过来有活力。
Functioning.
要开始要进到我们的功用。
And as we, lastly,
最后
the mission of the church.
教会的使命。
The master,The message, the members, and the mission.
第一个就讲到说是这个主人讲到我们的信息讲到我们的成员最后就是我们的使命。
As we look at this picture of the church,
让我们看到这个照片的时候
we see at the end of the road we have a work to do.
在最后呢是我们是有工作的。
Jesus' body was taken up into heaven. His body, yes.
我们的有一天作为基督的身体我们是要被带到天上去的。
But then, his body became bigger as he ascended.
耶稣自己本身升天了但是他的这个身体越来越大。
And his body is his church.
然后耶稣的这个身体就是他的教会。
And before he left,
在他离开升天之前
he says to his body,
他对他的身体说
go,
他说去
into all the world,
使万民做我的门徒
and make disciples.
使万民做我的门徒。
Our mission is,
我们的使命就是
is to create a whole bunch of disciples for Jesus.
就是要真的产生一些很多的基督的门徒跟随者。
And that simply means,
就是换句话简单的说
that we should be, go ahead.
我们要成为
we should be developing faithful followers of Jesus.
我们也要建造这些忠心忠实跟随主耶稣的跟随者。
And the church is not the church. The church is not the church.
教会不单单是一个这样的教会。
Until it has developed disciples.
直到教会真的是发展出来门徒，这个教会就不是一个真正的教会。
People who follow Christ.
这些门徒就是真心完全跟随耶稣的人。
Not just 10 o'clock on Sunday morning.
不单单是说星期天早晨10点钟来教会。
But 24 hours a day.
而是一天24小时。
7 days a week,
一星期七天
,365 days a year,
一年365天
,faithful followers of Jesus,
都是忠心的跟随主耶稣。
May God help us to be part of his church.
愿神让我们真的成为这样的教会。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.